Through all the autumn hype about pumpkin spice lattes, pumpkin chocolate muffins, spooky pumpkin carving, and picking from pumpkin patches, it seems the origin of all our orange finery, the humble pumpkin plant, is forgotten. Pumpkin flowers, which are how pumpkins come to grow, are beautiful and fascinating. Their flowers typically appear in the great heat of July and determine whether we'll have jack-o'-lanterns and copious amounts of Thanksgiving pumpkin pie. Yellow-orange pumpkin flowers grow on winding vines, and the male flowers and female flowers are very different. The male flowers blossom and fall off, awaiting the arrival of their counterpart. When a pumpkin plant's female blossom finally opens, it is only for one day. And depending upon the weather, it may only be for a few hours. The female flowers have a small fruit attached to the bottom of the bloom, which when pollinated will grow into a pumpkin. If a bee or other insect does not transfer pollen from the male flower to the female flower, in that order, the small fruit isn't fertilized. It will fall off and die before becoming a great pumpkin. You can see why bees are so very important to our food chain. Without bees, gardeners and farmers would have to hand-pollinate each blossom or there would be no crop. Pumpkins, like all squash, are native to North America. When the first group of settlers arrived to our shores hundreds of years ago in the Dove and the Ark, a few Native American tribes shared their vast knowledge of survival skills, including everything from how to build wigwams for shelter to how to grow the local food. Inside their villages, the settlers learned how to establish gardens and grow vegetables such as maize, beans, potatoes, squash, and pumpkins, foods which they had never seen in England. The local tribes showed them how to interplant three of these foods based on their Three Sisters legend. It revolves around three Native American sisters, and depending on which retelling of the story you hear, each sister is represented by corn, pole beans, or squash or pumpkins. Like many of the tales we are told as children, this one has a great moral. Community is better than going it alone, and the same holds true for corn, beans, and pumpkins. Stalks of tall corn provide a natural pole for bean vines to climb. The beans affix nitrogen on their roots, improving the overall fertility of the land by providing nitrogen to the following year's corn. Bean vines also stabilize the corn plants, making them less vulnerable to blowing over in the wind. Shallow-rooted pumpkin vines become living mulch, shading emerging weeds and preventing soil moisture from evaporating, thereby improving the overall crop's chances of survival in dry years. Spiny pumpkin plants also help discourage predators from approaching the corn and the beans. It's an amazing system, and each time I order a slice of pumpkin cheesecake at my local bakery, I think of all the time and energy that went into creating such an amazing vegetable. Want to learn more? This weekend, you can join me for Pumpkin Fest, Irvine's annual event to celebrate the harvest. You'll be able to investigate a real Three Sisters garden, or go a little wilder and try your hand at pumpkin chucking. Or visit us online at www.explorenature.org/thenatureofthings. I'm Brooks Paternot, Executive Director of Irvine Nature Center for WYPR, your NPR news station.